Hello, podcast listener. Did you know that you're a unique kind of person? Because, well, mostly to people that tune into this show, either watch it live or watch the video. There's a whole video section that goes along with the audio feed. If you're interested in doing that, head on over to techdudesgadget.net/live. Otherwise, I want to let you know really quick before the show starts about a quick coupon special that we have going on. If you enter in the code podcast to become an insider, you get a 1 month free trial, no credit card required. Head on over to technewsgadget.net/insiders and use the code podcast to take advantage of your 1 month free trial today. On with the show. Details on Pokemon Go Gen 4 and more coming up on today's episode of The Latest in Tech News. Hello, and welcome to The Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick. This is the world's only 3-in-1 daily live show on everything tech, gadgets, and gaming news brought to you by Tech News Gadget. And if you're new here, welcome. Feel free to chat with us during the live show. We'd love to hear your thoughts, and make sure you click the follow button so that you can be notified when we go live. And if you already hit that follow button, thank you. Appreciate it. And if you're tuning in via the podcast, tap that subscribe button so that you don't miss out on the latest episode as well. But do keep in mind that the podcast is about a day behind. You really should be joining us live over at mixer.com/technewsgadget. If you're watching a rebroadcast of the show over at Facebook, Twitch, or YouTube, we're not monitoring chat or it is currently disabled, feel free to grab a snack and enjoy the show. Finally, we are on Discord where you can send us your questions, rants, or suggestions both during or after the show. Octavius, my pet octopus, has told me to visit technewsgadget.net/discord to get your free invite today. And, Octavius, for those of you who don't know, he's my pet octopus. He's also my producer. But he's doing a really sucky job of that. He could have been doing a little bit better. Night Owl, thanks for the host. Appreciate it. He seems to think that he doesn't have to do anything in Discord, to which I tell him he kind of does, but I don't know, he's a lazy bum. But he's kind of chill, he's kind of happy right now. He's not really had to do much, things have been going smooth so far. So, Octavius, you have anything for us today? Usually he has a funny video or two, but I'm not sure. He might not. He's giving me the silent treatment. He's happy and smiling, but he's giving me the silent treatment. How's it going, Night Owl? For those of you interested, we do have a giveaway currently going on. You guys like winning free stuff or getting the chance to win free stuff? Head on over to technewsgadget.net/giveaway for more information. That giveaway ends on Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you get your entries in so that you could be counted the next winner. We do have some Pokemon Go news today, so let's get into that, shall we? But for those of you wondering, before we can actually cover the news of today, one of which is actually breaking news, and is news for the ages. I'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Today is October 15th, 2018. On this day in history, in 1878, Thomas Edison and a group of investors formed the Edison Electric Light Company. The goal of the company was to provide financial support for Edison's electric light experiments and work on developing an electrical lighting system for an entire city. The long-lasting carbonized filament light bulb was developed by Edison while working for this company. Eventually, this and several other Edison companies were merged to form General Electric. For those of you in the U.S., you know exactly what that means. But that's how that all happened. So, with that out of the way, let's get on in to the tech news of today. First up, this is breaking news. This literally just broke. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen dies of cancer at age 65. So before we go any further, a moment of silence. Rest in peace, Paul. Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen has died from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, according to his family. Allen passed away Monday afternoon in Seattle at 65 years old. His sister Jody said he was a remarkable individual on every level. While most knew Paul Allen as a technologist and philanthropist, for us, he was a much-loved brother and uncle and an exceptional friend. Paul's family and friends were blessed to experience his wit, warmth, his generosity, and deep concern. This time of grief and loss for us and so many others, we are profoundly grateful for the care and concern he demonstrated every day. Let's just say, for those of you still wondering who's Paul Allen, he was the co-founder and an indispensable partner of Microsoft in the very early days. As a co-founder of Microsoft, in his own quiet and persistent way, he created magical products, experiences, and institutions, and in doing so, he changed the world. According to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer, Allen is a truly wonderful, bright, and inspiring person. He will be missed. Also, according to the former president of Microsoft Windows Division, Steven Sanofsky, he said that Allen did so much to shape lives with computing and his later work in science, community, and research. So, we've lost a great one, but one without whom many of the technology advancements that we enjoy today would not have been possible. Also in the news today, malicious messages are apparently crashing PlayStation 4 consoles, so if you have a PlayStation 4, you might want to be posted to this news bulletin. Now, obviously we've seen single malicious messages able to crash smartphones, but now there's one for PlayStation 4. Users on social media and Reddit are reporting receiving a certain specially coded message that's enough to put their hardware out of action. According to The Verge, that got a hold of this article, the message includes unreadable characters that are enough to cause glitches on the PS4 when opened on Android or iOS. Once the message is read, the problems start, even if it's then deleted. Some users are having to report they've gone to the lengths of a factory reset on their PlayStation 4 consoles in order to clean up the mess. It looks like a particularly nasty bug. Now, with the bug only just coming to light, Sony has yet to officially confirm or respond to the problem, but presumably a software update is going to be enough to plug the security hole and protect against similar problems in the future. For right now, here's what you can do. Set your PlayStation 4 and its mobile apps to only accept messages from friends you've already confirmed or block messages completely. The options are under Account Management, then Privacy Settings and the Console Settings. If you are hit with problem, one fix appears to be rebooting in safe mode and then rebuilding the database, which shouldn't affect your data. Now, this isn't the first time that a dodgy program code inside a message has been enough to cause a device to fall over, but it's now happening on a console for the first time, so hopefully an update will be coming soon from Sony, but keep in mind that probably keep an eye out. Winamp players rejoice. Winamp is coming back as an all-in-one music player. I bet most of you have no idea what Winamp is. Well, Winamp was a legendarily customizable music player. I know, I actually had it back in the day. It's currently being revamped as a mobile app that will give you one place to listen to all your music, including playlists, podcasts, streaming radio stations, and more. First released in 1997, Winamp was a popular freeware media player famous for its utilitarian music playback and its wealth of incredibly community-made skins, of which there are a couple I was a big fan of. It was acquired by AOL in 2002, then sold to Radionami in 2014. The last time Winamp was updated was in 2013, so news that a revival is coming should be welcomed by longtime fans of this app. The CEO of Radionami, Alexandre, says there will be a completely new version next year with the legacy of Winamp, but a more complete listening experience. You can listen to the MP3s you have at home, but also to the cloud, to podcasts, to streaming stations, and to a playlist you perhaps have built. So, no further details about what this new version is of Winamp and what it'll look like. And while the idea of, especially on mobile, having a central place to aggregate and search all of your audio is certainly an exciting one, it's unclear how the company exactly plans on pulling this off and if it's going to integrate with Spotify and iTunes or whatever else you listen to music on. Not only does it sound like a complete departure from what Winamp used to be, integrating with all the places we get audio from is a massive task. The 5.8 release of Winamp will be coming this week to fix some bugs and compatibility issues, but the fully revamped version of the app, called Winamp 6, should be released sometime in 2019. Okay, Black Ops 4 fans, we got it. You guys are cheating in the game already. Well, now that this is known, it's probably going to be a fix coming for it, but in the meantime, players are currently exploiting Black Ops 4 emotes to peek around corners. Oh boy. First-person perspective in shooters usually brings an inherent kind of balance to the constant for battle for cover. If you peek your head up to see an opponent, they'll be able to see you as well. Over the weekend, though, opening weekend, mind you, Black Ops 4 players found the game's new gesture system had the, I can't read, and the unintended side effect of breaking this balance, letting players easily and safely see around cover from a third-person perspective. When you perform a Fortnite-style gesture in Black Ops 4, the camera instantly zooms out to a third-person view with a full free control look of the camera. The intent is for players to enjoy their own animations from any angle, but the new viewpoint also allows for, well, illicit and completely protected peeking around walls and corners. And as such, can be seen in multiple videos and photo examples that have been posted online since the game's launch. I'm sure it's probably all over Reddit. Treyarch is wasting no time in addressing player concerns over the apparently unintended unbalancing. A statement posted to Reddit a couple days ago, the company wrote that it is working on an update that will remove the free-look third-person camera from the competitive portions of the game. That means probably in Blackout, you're not going to see it anymore. But we'll see. Assuming that update is released soon, a quick response is a good sign for the responsiveness and support Black Ops 4 might receive going forward. We're still putting the game through its paces, and some people are getting their full review ready soon. I don't know, I'm actually kind of toss-up right now between whether I want to play Black Ops 4 or not. I really feel like I should, just so that I can relate to, like, my brothers. But, do I need to? I don't know, I'm still trying to figure out Fortnite. A Fortnite that keeps getting me angry and frustrated because I can't figure out the stupid building mechanics, but at the same time, Black Ops doesn't have any building mechanics, so maybe just for the sake of it, I should move there. But then again, I have a feeling I'm probably going to complain, saying, I can't see the guy, he's in camo gear. I don't know. Leg shot! We'll see. I'm still struggling, as you can see. Alright, I know what you're here for. You're here for Pokemon Go Gen 4. Yep, I'm here too. I'm actually kind of curious what kind of updates we'll be getting at with Generation 4 coming out. All I know is that there's a whole bunch of new Pokemon, some older Pokemon that are finally getting an evolution, and let's break it down. So, every creature from Gen 4 that will one day be available in Pokemon Go. Okay, great. So, top it off, 107 new Pokemon, the second largest addition of new creatures to the game since its summer 2016 debut, topping the 80 or so added in Gen 2, and closer to the numbers that we've seen in Gen 3. Gen 4 Pokemon are from the franchise's fourth generation of games, mainly Pokemon Diamond, Pearl, and Platinum, and feature many evolutions of creatures from previous gens, as well as some new baby Pokemon and, as always, brand new legendary creatures. Gen 4 has finally been confirmed by Niantic, and even without one their arrival, one day is a certainty, especially as the game has jumped ahead and added Alolan Pokemon from the far future Gen 7. With Autumn here and certain events wrapping up, we have an estimated Pokemon Go Gen 4 release date. Though Niantic has yet to reveal exactly when it will arrive, the announcement alongside a host of game changes that they will be in the coming weeks, we imagine it'll follow Gen 3's example of being rolled out in waves with a handful of creatures to start with. So, when will it begin? Our best guess of an estimated Pokemon Go Gen 4 release date is around when Mewtwo has disappeared from raids. This takes place on Tuesday, October 23rd. Niantic has been teasing Gen 4 starters on Twitter ahead of this date, however, while an update mentioning Dino creatures coming to the game has just been released, so it could be sooner than that. We could be looking at it within a mere week. So, that said, there is a strong chance Niantic will introduce a Halloween event towards the end of the month, and around October 23rd would be perfect timing. The first Gen 3 types were ghost types during last year's Halloween event, and we wouldn't be surprised to see something similar, especially with 7 ghost creatures in Gen 4, two of which, Dusknoir and Frostlass, are evolutions of previously released Pokemon, and one legendary, Drantina, which some say is teased at the end of this Gen 4 announcement video. Ooh. Video? What is this?
Before Constant Contact,
no,
every time
I don't want to listen to an ad. No, I don't want to listen to an ad. No, go away. Okay, here we go.
A vast new world is waking up around us. With more to explore than we could ever have imagined.
All right. Well, what do you need to know about Pokemon from Generation 4? Generation 4 is following some of the same traits as previous generations, There are three grass, fire, and water starters, all of which have two evolutions each and a standard array of common birds and bugs alongside a fleet of powerful legendaries. There are, however, a number of interesting stats that set it apart from previous generations. Whereas Generation 3 was comprised of mostly original creatures, Gen 4 features a large amount of evolutions from previous generations. There are six baby Pokemon, all of which evolve into Pokemon from previous generations. There's the welcome return of two new Eevee evolutions, the first two evolutions since Gen 2. Many Pokemon have a variety of forms, from Wormadam and its many cloaks, Shellos changing appearances based on where it was caught in the main game, and Rotom, which changes appearances based on possessing electrical appliances. There are nine legendaries and five mythical Pokemon, both more than any previous Gen 2 date. Oh, look, here's a photo of all of the Pokemon coming. And for those of you wondering, I'll have this article linked in the show notes for this episode that you can find over at technewsgadget.net. Matter of fact, you'll find all the rest of the articles here as well. And if you're listening to the podcast, well, you really should be joining us live over at mixer.com/technewsgadget, because we actually have video that goes along with all of this stuff, not just audio. So, how to prepare for Pokemon Go Gen 4. As mentioned, there are plenty of Pokemon from Gen 4 that are evolutions. The benefit of this is twofold. One, it means some already powerful creatures such as Rhydon and Pillowswine will get even stronger evolutions when Gen 4 arrives. Two, knowing what's coming means we can prepare for their arrival now. We recommend hanging on to a previous Pokemon in the evolution chain and having plenty of candy stored up so when they arrive, you can get them immediately. And matter of fact, I actually have some Pokemon saved up myself, so I'm really excited that some of them are finally getting evolutions. Here are the following that are actually getting evolutions. Those from Gen 1, Magneton, Lickitung, Rhydon, Tangela, Electabuzz, Magmar, and Eevee are all getting evolutions. Eevee is now able to evolve into Leafeon and Glaceon. Gen 2 Pokemon up for evolution is Togetic, Aipom, Yanma, Mistrevious, Murkrow, Gilgar, Sneasel, Pillowswine, and Porygon 2. And from Gen 3, we got Cresselia, Roselia, Nosepass, Dusclops, and Snorunt. So I'm finally happy about that. Those are finally all getting evolutions. And it looks like they have more of a list of Pokemon that are coming. Turtwig, Rotom, Totaria, Chimar, Monfero, and Infernape, Pillup, Pinrup, and Empoleon. Oh boy, a whole bunch of them. Look at all these guys. Oh man. Guys, we got a whole lot more Pokemon to catch. Ugh. Oh, it's a moth. And a bumblebee. Sort a combi? Okay. Yeah. Alright. Take a bunch of foxes and chipmunks and a plum and a Aipom. Oh, good. Aipom's finally getting an evolution. And Angry Bird's getting an evolution there. There you go. Well, I'll have more in the show notes for all you guys who are looking at all the evolutions of Pokemon and new types that you can catch. Let's head on over to the next article, shall we? On a brief note, in the tech news world, Epic Games is suing a YouTuber for cheating with Fortnite yet again. Epic Games is taking a couple of cheaters to court after the studio filed a lawsuit against YouTuber Brandon Lucas, also known as Golden Mods, and his partner Colton Conter, that goes by the name Eccentric. Lucas got in trouble with Epic Games after posting several videos on his YouTube channel with 1.7 million subscribers where he's seen cheating in Fortnite and selling those cheat tools via his website, which allegedly violates, well, the rules of the game. So Epic Games is including him in a lawsuit. So all of this just to say, guys, don't cheat at Fortnite. If you're not good, you join the rest of the ranks of us. We're not that good. If you actually want to become pro, here, I'll give you a great tip. How do you become pro? You go to tournaments. You practice religiously 8 to 10 plus hours a day or more. And you keep playing with the intent of practicing to get better. Not playing for the sake of playing. Playing because you want to get better. You see, Ninja already broke it down for us how to get good at the game. He already told you the skills and what you need to do to get on the level of understanding how to improve your gameplay, of going back and looking at what you could have done, what you shouldn't have done, what you did right, what you did wrong, analyzing your gameplay, and obviously taking what's good and building upon it and taking what's bad and throwing that out and obviously trying to prevent yourself from falling into those bad habits again by replacing them with good habits that you should be. If you had a problem of, I keep getting shot all the time, well, the bad habit is you keep letting yourself get shot. What could you do to prevent it? I could build a wall. There you go. Muscle memory, build a wall. And then you don't got to worry about it anymore. So keep in mind, if you do that, you won't have to cheat because you'll actually be able to get good at the game. So just a further message, guys. Cheaters never prosper. And finally in the news today, tournament mode is coming to Fortnite this week. Except, here's the news, this tournament mode is different from unlike any other that Fortnite has released before. Fortnite has officially announced the release of a brand new mode for Fortnite, Tournaments feature. There will be a new event section to the game, which you will find the available tournaments. In-game tournaments are open to everyone and provide an opportunity for every player to compete directly alongside the pros for prize and glory. Note that all players must opt in for crossplay to participate in competitive events. Here's a huge announcement, the fact that everyone will be pitted against one another regardless of input device. During tournaments, players from all platforms will compete against one another as equals, regardless of if they are on a mouse, controller, or touch input device. Every player will participate in the same competitions from start to finish with equal opportunity to rise above the competition. Here are the upcoming competition dates. For the Alpha Tournament, solos, if you're planning on going solo, the Alpha Tournament dates are October 16th to the 21st. If you want to do a duo, that's the Beta Tournament, which happens from October 23rd to October 25th. If you want to do squads, Friday Night Fortnite is the name of that event. It happens from October 19th to November 30th. If you want to go for the Salty Springs Cup, which is a solo game mode, that is October 27th to October 31st. Description on that is 1 week and 3 attempts to prove you're the saltiest that Salty Springs has to offer. And finally, the Tomato Temple Cup, which is a duo game mode. Dates are October 28th to the November 1st, where you could become the legends of the Tomato Temple Cup. Recently covered was a shiny pin, what might be. Fortnite haven't exactly mentioned what it'll actually be, but instead what it will do. Tournaments will feature a target score to strive towards. Reaching the score will award you with a shiny pin celebrating your accomplishment. In the future, earning a pin may advance you to the next round of a tournament or qualify you to win prizes. So, that's all that information coming soon, as well as version 6.10 release date, which will be happening very soon here, which will probably be introducing the Quad Crasher, which we are all very, very much looking forward to. That'll wrap it up for the tech news of today. By the way, if you happen to miss something on the show or there's something that you want us to keep you informed on, be sure to let us know in either the live chat or on our Discord server. Don't forget to redeem your code over at technewsgadget.net/insiders. That will do it for this episode of The Latest in Tech News. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, for the latest in tech, gadgets, and gaming news. Be sure to head on over to technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.